Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. It's Elizabeth Sadhu. So I'll do my chant. I bow, namo, 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 to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. We are one, we are one, we are one. I'm getting to do the chant for miracles right away. I sometimes just kind of put it out to the universe. It just seems like it helps to kind of shake energy loose and shake some stuckness loose. And so anyway, I'm sending this out to everyone and some specific folks that I'm thinking about. Dun dun rum das guru jinasidya tinesavariya puri hoe karamat the opposite of jinahare dharia. Sikhi ate sangati par brahma karanama sakariya. Atala ata hoto litu tera antana para varia. Jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utaria. Lava loba kamakro de maho maraka de tu de sa para varia. Dana sotera tana he sachatera pesa karia. Nanakatu lehanatu hai guru amaratu vicharia guru ditata manasadariya guru ditata manasadariya. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's interesting. I'll do this every time before my show. I'll think, okay, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I don't know what's going on. And, there's always something, and I mean, it's not a very long show. It's 15 minutes, but still, you think about, oh, I'm supposed to talk for 15 minutes. And so a bunch of different things popped up, but one of the things that just popped up just now is I realize sometimes I feel completely invisible, and so that's kind of interesting. I've had several people encourage me recently to, why aren't you sharing your gifts? And, you know, boy, I do. I try to share my gifts. And so I can't tell what it is exactly. I've had my mentor and dear beloved, probably best friend, Michael, who's now in another dimension, tell me that I'm just so far ahead of the crowd, kind of. And that sounds so arrogant. I don't mean it that way. This is what he used to tell me. That he says only like maybe 3% of the population is going to get what I'm saying. And so, you know, it's interesting. I joined a lovely, a couple different beautiful kind of spiritually based communities on Facebook. And one of them I'm pretty involved in, partly because I'm taking one of their classes. But sometimes I just feel invisible, you know, and so I don't know. It's funny because I put out a fair amount of effort because I love to communicate and connect with people. And then it kind of goes out into this void. So I don't know if anybody else ever feels like that. Anyway, it's just kind of an interesting thing. So I'm kind of not exactly sure what that's about. And I'll just kind of sit with that because I don't think, you know, it's part of my personality to keep putting out energy and to keep sharing. I'm not trying to give advice. I'm just offering here. This is me. I want to help. I want to listen. I want to connect. And so anyway, it's an interesting thing that's going on right now. There's so much craziness in the world right now. So I feel like my idea is that I'm offering kind of a safe haven, a place to share, a place to listen. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just continue to be me because what else can I do? And just keep doing it. I had a really awesome epiphany around kind of food and eating this week with the help of a beautiful friend. Helped kind of talk me through it, helped me get some stuff. Again, I was trying to put myself in another box, which is funny because I've done that over and over in my 59 and a half years on this planet. And it just never works. Anytime I try to put myself in a box, I see myself in that box, like, you know, like the cartoon with the trying to punch it out, and you can see the bulging out of the box and stuff. And so what I realized in terms of my food and my eating is that this program that I was doing did help, because I like the idea of just having a little more awareness. What I realize is that the main thing I realize is that I can't keep trying to put myself in a box. And that was a really nice revelation. And I know that in terms of my weight, that I'm holding weight for some reason. And maybe this sounds too passive for some people, but it's like I just trust the divine that for whatever reason I'm holding this weight. And I know that if it's supposed to go, it will go. And I just flat out can't worry about it. The funny thing is I feel good in my body. I feel strong. I feel happy. I look in the mirror. I actually feel like I look good. I like how I look. And then the only time that I get a little triggered is I'll see a photo of myself. And so that's really kind of interesting that I see the photo and I'm kind of like, oh, that's what I look like. So I think I got to just get over that. Oh, the angels are showing the big scissors. Cut, cut, cut. Okay, we'll cut that thought. Good stuff. I'm taking this class right now called The Heart of Money, it's really not completely focused on money. It's more about kind of abundance, but partly, you know, what is it that triggers you about money or, you know, abundance? And it's a Sufi-based class, which the whole thing I'm really liking, this business called The Heart of Business. And it's a very beautiful, spiritually-based organization that helps you with your business. And I don't really have an official business right now, although I do love to do work with people, do angel readings and that kind of thing. If anyone feels called to want to work with me, I'd love to do it. I do it from the heart, pricing. So whatever you feel called to pay, I'm happy to gift it out also. So anyway, this class, one of the things that just we talked about in this last week, which I loved, was he called it the veil of safety. And at first, I didn't know what he was talking about, the veil of safety. And then I realized that as an empath, of course, I've had tools. There's a chant for protection. There's also I've used environmental solution yarrow root. I've used that as an empath. Also, I've told people, this is the angels gave this to me, you imagine yourself surrounded with green jello, and green is a very healing color. Green jello, you can see through it. It's easy for anyone to imagine, to visualize that. The energy that comes at you is bounced off. So anyway, that's kind of a funny image. But so then I realized what he was saying is that here is this veil of safety, which we can use. And we don't really have to do anything. We just ask the divine, can you please give me the veil of safety? And it's protecting for us, and it's kind of protecting This was a new thought for me, so I'm bear with me here as I'm trying to explain it. So it's kind of like, do we really want to go out in the world fully, you know, open? Which I've always thought of myself as that's what I'm supposed to do. So this is a different way to look at it. So maybe I'm not supposed to go fully open out into the world. You know, maybe there's elements of like I need to be a little more protective of myself. Also, one of the ideas that I really liked that he talked about was being kind of protective of the people. And so this has happened to me over and over again. I go out into the world, and here I am, just fully being me. And I can see that what happens is people don't quite know what to do with my energy. So maybe this is part of my talking about feeling invisible. And I don't know. I've often thought, called myself a passionate communicator because I feel like I need to respond to everybody who responds to me. Or if somebody actually writes to me, I respond to them. I'm quick at responding. On Facebook, I don't just go in and like somebody's post. I pretty much every single time write something to them, even if it's just a few words. So, anyway, interesting idea, this veil of safety. And so I practiced it I've been practicing it this last week, and I'm finding it very comforting because it's not like and this guy's idea is that I don't have to do something. I just ask the divine for help. And so then, of course, ironically, I was also reading a book called The Art of Asking, which was a fabulous book by Amanda Palmer, who I had never heard of, but apparently she's some kind of interesting rock star, although it's not rock exactly, indie music, I guess they might call it. And she wrote this fabulous book that she just bared herself completely, which I can totally relate to. And she talked about the beauty of asking, but also talked about her challenges in asking at times. And then she talked about how she had a major label for her music and realized that wasn't working for her and basically kind of got them to resign her. And then she now shares her music freely. She gives it away, but she also has a kind of from the heart pricing. If you want to, you know, so she'll have, maybe somebody pays $1, maybe they just take it for free, and maybe they give her $100. And that's kind of how I've felt about my pricing for doing coaching and working with people. So anyway, The Gift of Asking, fabulous book, Amanda Palmer. I just finished it yesterday. And, this whole idea of just asking the divine, please bestow the veil of safety on me, or I like to say evoke the veil of safety. That's a pretty sweet feeling. I really like that. Okay, there's about 2 minutes left, and I'm getting that there's some kind of chant I'm supposed to do. And they're telling me that it's the chant for neutral mind. They say there's so much going on out in the world right now. It's easy to get caught up in the drama and the crazy and the hysteria and all that. So this chant helps neutralize that energy. Asankana vasankatav agamagamasankalo asankakahe sirabara hoy akari nam akari sala akari gyana gitagunaga akari likinabol anaban akara sirasan jogavikan jine lake tisiranai jifuramai tiptipai jeta kita teta now venanave na hikota kururata kavan kahavi char varina java ekabar Jo tu dipave sai balikar tu sudasalamata nirankar. So there's about a little less than a minute left, and thank you, anyone who joins me. I mean, I often feel like I'm speaking out into the void. I've been doing this now for 2 years, or I can't remember when I started exactly, but 1 year or 2 years. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I know that I'm supposed to keep doing it. For now, I just keep listening to that still small voice. The angels chime in. We're all in this together, and I enjoy it, In some ways, it's just, I suppose I'm kind of just doing it for myself and then hope that others can relate. So anyway, have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed, wonderful day, evening, whatever, week. And I love you all. Mwah.